Welcome back, everybody. We're back. Happy New Year to all, and hope everybody had a great, you know, time at the party for your New Year's get-togethers. How has everybody been since the holidays?
Oh yeah, pretty good. A good start off to 2024. Hopefully this year doesn't get any chaotic than it did last year.
It's already starting off pretty bad.
Yeah. Got zombie deers and all kinds of shit going on.
Aliens at the mall.
Yeah. In Miami.
Did you guys see the video with they had like a whole military thing going on because apparently zombies were going around?
Yeah, I seen that too. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm just going to be prepared.
It's official. We live in a simulation. They're just like tapping in everything at this point.
Right. Seriously. How you been, Jay?
I'm still a dad. That's still a thing.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, for those who didn't know, Jay is going to be a father.
Yeah, I'm a pappy.
Yes, welcome to the world of stress.
If I remember your exact message correctly when I first told you guys, and I quote, "Congratulations, welcome to hell."
Yes. Guys, I swear I love my kids and I'll do anything for them, but my God. Jeez. Nick, how you been?
Hanging in there for the most part. I feel like school is, I mean, I got a chance to get a break from school for a little bit, so there's that. Kind of appreciating of a lot of the games that we actually got to play in 2023, right?
I mean, yeah, the last few months of the year was definitely, you know, kept me busy.
Right.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, I feel like, we're off to a fresh start. So let's see what this year has to bring to the table. You know.
Yeah, I feel that for sure. And for those who are confused, Aaron is still with us, but he's just off today because he had some stuff to do. So let's get right into it. We're going to start with, do you guys think that the PlayStation quality is dropping? Like Sony and what they're coming out with? Let's go back the first 3 years of PS4 versus, you know, like the first 3 years of the PS5. Do you think like the quality is going down?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they release the PlayStation 5 Slim pretty early on compared to the 4? Or am I like imagining that?
Yeah, because it's usually like a 3 year cycle before they come out with the Pro.
They usually wait a few years before they do that. And I feel like it came pretty quick.
Yeah, probably because there's rumors for the PS5 Pro thing. So I think they're trying to get that out pretty early. I mean, again, it's literally the same thing. It's just more compact for you to put it away somewhere or, you know, use a disk drive, don't use a disk drive, which we were correct. Well, Dante was right about that, the removable disk drive.
Yeah.
Kudos to you for that one.
Yeah, big brain.
So,
you know, his brain got wrinkles.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as that, like the quality, like, do you think the games are going up or down? We're not even talking like graphics or anything like that. I mean, just the quality in general, like how fun the game is, like what the story is like, you know, stuff like that. I think there was PS5 has a nice amount of games with story and, you know, quality as far as like how the gameplay mechanics are and stuff like that. Graphics are obviously going to be better because it's next generation, but, you know, I still think PS4 had a great amount of like a huge category as well. Mm-hmm. And there's like, if I were to pick a handful of games of both, I think PS4 might have a better category in a way. If I'm wrong,
it could be due to time because, you know, it's been out for, I believe it came out 2013, the PS4.
Yeah.
So it's been like a decade now since last year. So I say compared to, let's say like the PS3, I feel like the PS3, like technically wise, it did better than the PS4. Cause
in a way, yeah, it did.
Yeah, because the problem that the PS4 had in the beginning with the vents and everything, it sounded like a jet engine going off when you started out.
Oh, that yeah.
That's like a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely had one of those. I remember Nick made that comment when I brought my PlayStation over the one day. He's like, damn, it's like a jet engine in his room.
No. Yeah, it sounds like it's like floating a little bit.
versus like the PS3, the fat PS3 that had like backwards compatibility. Me and Nick was actually talking about that, actually going back to play some of the older games. And Because it's like, you can, it's so diverse with the PS1 game, PS2, and you can customize your themes on, and you can actually add music into your, it's a lot you could do on the old PS3 versus when they started to slim it down and then they went to the PS4. And it just seemed like the quality of the console wise went lower as it went on.
Yeah, because the PS3 and the PS2, I've not once, no matter how high graphics we thought it can like be compatible with, I've never heard the fan go off on my two systems.
Right.
Yeah.
The PS4 came out and then games started getting more with like, you know, storage and stuff like that. So
I feel like it probably be like, I feel like a lot of that kind of like stemmed from the higher quality
right,
games, but, and it needing more power.
Which doesn't make any sense. So why would you make a video game that isn't going to be, you know, well done for that system that you're making it for?
Yeah,
my fans point. Should not be going off on playing a game that's made for that system.
Yeah, 100%. You know, yeah.
So that's where it kind of throws me off a little bit, because the PS5 is way quieter, way this and that, but they're using like liquid metal and they have a bigger fan and their optimization is a little bit better. But like that's pretty much the better part of PS5, because it's, you know, the thing itself, it's quieter, it's better, it's whatever. The games is what I'm talking about. It's that kind of declined a little bit, not too much, but a little bit, because I feel like there's more games that I can pick out from PS4 than I can from PS5. And that, again, you said timing.
Yeah.
So there we still have more games in the horizon for PS5.
Yeah. And a lot of games got delayed too, like from exactly. 2020. As 2020 put a big hindrance on like the release of the PS5. So it's like a lot of things, not only just games, but movies and all media got delayed.
Exactly.
But hopefully, a lot of people are saying they're going to like really show out this year. If it's like, there's a lot of rumors going on with the PS Pro going on, and maybe they show like more of their show, because you know, each console usually has like a showcase each year.
Yeah.
They might show more of their games going forward.
Yeah, I mean, in the future, I want to see, like, again, we don't always care about the graphics. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I expect it for the system to give me 60 frames at all times, no matter what.
Exactly.
Give me the option on every single game moving forward to do quality or performance, because I will pick performance every time.
Right.
And no matter, even if you pick performance, a game still looks beautiful. Like no matter what, because I haven't played a game that doesn't look beautiful just picking performance mode.
Right.
So I don't understand, why can't we get that now for the PS5?
Right. Instead of all these patches and keep having to delay and
letting out a shitty game first and then later down the line patching it, like you said.
Right.
Like, I don't want that. I want to play it 60 frames the second I fucking get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, because a lot with the PS5 Pro, this rumor right now, it's they're trying to fix that problem with like the frame rates and like with the AI is supposed to, it's like machine learning and it's pretty much adapting to the frame rates and the ray tracing of it and everything like that. So hopefully we see that.
So using that AI generation thing, are they like, let's say, you know how games have pop-ins and stuff like that?
Oh, right.
So is that AI supposed to fix that problem? Like, yes. Be a part of fixing that problem?
I believe so. Like the glitches and everything. Mm. Like a lot of the skipping and like the, and also like the servers too. They said it's like supposed to fix like the, how it used to be called PlayStation Now with the servers playing on that. But now it's like the PlayStation Plus. It's supposed to fix off, not going based off the Wi-Fi when you're streaming games, but off of the rendering with the AI, that's, they're going to adapt to it. So
the one problem I have with AI is if a game is made a certain way by a human being, that you're letting an AI, like a computer, generate the rest for you. So it's going to be random. You don't know what the hell is going to happen unless it's programmed to do something very specific.
Right.
So let's say if they let the AI generate things just to fill in and like nothing specific, just fix it if it's broken.
Right.
So what if it fixes it, but like changes like something drastically, and then people are like, what the fuck? Is this supposed to be in the game?
Right.
Like, what is this? Like, it could be a different experience for everybody, right?
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Imagine playing Wolverine and then just Superman flies in and you're like, what the
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're letting an AI generate something, you've seen those like social media things when you type in this person and that person, and then you type in a scenario, and then AI generates
the text,
it.
The text,
yeah. And then it puts image. It like some weird fucking mushroom kingdom type shit.
Right.
But that's what I'm afraid of if they let the AI take over in the future games.
Yeah, that's a good point. It could create more glitches and like pop-ins.
And it's gonna add, I'm not saying it's going to, but it could add things that aren't even supposed to be in that game or go with that story or, you know, like I just I don't know. I don't like that too much.
I'm thinking what they're going for is like more of what some of the modders that Cyberpunk 2077 hired. They hired some modders to fix up their patches and fix their game up. And a lot of them are like fixing up the ray tracing and a lot of the graphics, because it's pretty much like it's kind of like a filter from what I'm reading in this article of like it makes it more HD as you're like, so the frames don't drop as like you have it in 4K. It's not like messing up, muddying the picture much versus like it's like high quality.
It's like a filter that goes right over it to clean it up for you.
Yeah, it's kind of like with the recent from Real Engine. It's like hyper rendering the textures and everything like that. So it's up in like real time.
Do you guys think the quality of the PlayStation is dropping?
Personally, like I don't really have too much to say on it because I don't own a PlayStation 5 or a PlayStation in general. I'm thinking about getting one just because, you know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I don't really have too much to say. This part was just me like listening because everyone else's input was.
I low-key forgot that you don't have a PlayStation. At this point, I'm like assuming everybody has a PlayStation.
I'm still just PC.
Gotcha.
And I was actually talking to Nick on Christmas about possibly starting my own desktop build.
Should be fun.
I mean, I've had my gaming, like, don't get me wrong, I love my gaming laptop. It still runs all the games that I have perfectly.
Mm.
But I have had it for like 3 years now. Well, almost 3 years. So it's like, at some point, it's going to get to a stage where like it's going to start struggling playing these games.
Right.
So I'd rather have a desktop that if I need to change something, I can just change that one little component and then boom, I'm back up, if that makes sense.
Yep. Because if you're using your laptop trying to update it, you're going to have to know how to solder and know what controls is what, and it's too much.
I'm good. I'm fine with that. I'm cool.
Oh yeah, and going back to that question too, I think a lot of what lost throughout time with the PlayStation from like the PS3 all the way up to the PS5 now, I feel like it lost its touch of the modding aspect, because you can mod, if you go back to the original PS3, you can mod a lot of the stuff within it, and on top of it, it's like you kind of lost that aspect throughout time and everything just became more plain and not adjustable. And it's like a lot more padding.
Yeah, the most that I've seen with mod on console is like Fallout or Skyrim. Like it's already embedded. So Bethesda was just like, here, you can do mods and do whatever the hell you want with it. This game is like 20 years old.
Yeah, within the games. Versus like with the PS3, I remember it's like a website you can go onto. You can like literally download like the themes and you can have like custom made like Devil May Cry theme song in the background before you start off the game in the main menu, and you can have like it's like so customizable versus now it's like
you got that same shitty background.
It's just
you could change the color though.
Yeah, that's about it.
Wait, can you? I never figured out
if you go to themes or something like that in the settings, it only lets you change the color.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, back in the day, you could have actually had like interactions with the problem with that is that
they made it so clean that they don't want to have to work on the themes. They don't want to have to give somebody that job to just work on themes or stuff like that. And they don't want people modding the PlayStation.
Right.
Because they probably think that it's perfect as it is, that they don't want nobody messing with it. I'm pretty sure there's people who get into the PlayStation that do it themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's a fucking computer basically.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't think the company cares about the themes or anything like that.
Yeah. I think if I had to take a guess at it, I think eventually they might do it. But as of right now, I agree with you. As of right now, I don't think they're going to do anything like that. But I think as time goes on, they'll start to like implement those.
Again, that could be a software thing they can add anytime.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they can literally add that anytime. They literally added 60 frames to the PS4 that I didn't even know they could do that.
Oh yeah.
So they can change the entire interface of the PlayStation right now if they want, because it's so, you know, intelligent. Like it's it's so high tech.
Right.
I think to your point too, I think why they got rid of that in the PS3 era is because they didn't want, as a lot of people back then was like monitoring the play Nintendo games on the PlayStation 3 back then. Like you can hack it. Is so hackable versus like now it's like so many paddings.
Yeah.
Like with the PS5 Pro.
I'm all for mods. I love modding. And as far as like in game, not modding the whole system. And so.
Right.
They should at least give us the freedom to like have a section in our home screen that's like a mod community thing for whatever game. You just click this, install, pick the game you want to pick, and then puts it in the game for you.
Yeah.
But like they should have somebody like to the side just checking all that shit, making sure it's not like game breaking or anything like that.
Right.
But they should have like a community like that. Like PC's been fine. For decades with fucking mods. Like you can add mods anytime and people are having so much fun. And then people are loving the game that they're playing more. No matter how old the game is, they're having fun because it's you can mod it to whatever way you want.
Yeah, so I'd say a decent example, not fully to that degree, for me, it's Saints Row. It's an older game, but I loved to play that game. So when I heard that they remastered it, it's still being the same game with like slight different cheats. Because you know how like in Saints Row, when you pop up your phone, you go to extras, you can put in cheats. Like some cheats are a little bit different, but you still have the same amount of fun you used to.
Yeah, exactly.
So like as far as that aspect, like if they do stuff like that, it's so much fun. No matter, like you said, no matter how old the game is, people are still going to have fun with this stuff.
Right.
People are still today having fun with Skyrim, GTA 5, and Fallout.
Oh yeah, I just had a friend like send me this zip file that had like this list of like 400 mods that I can download for Skyrim, but it like altered the entire game.
Yeah.
So whenever I launch it, there's like so many cool mods that, you know, for graphic wise and
with
quality.
Your setup, you got to be careful with that because I don't think you can handle all that.
Nah, I mean to be fair, the upside of that's why I have the turbo button in my armored crate for my laptop.
Okay.
I could just like kind of like turbo all, you know, my performance in my laptop.
You just got to keep it plugged in at all times.
I, whenever I'm playing a game, I always have it plugged in.
Yeah, because that's where you get full performance because it's drawing straight out of the outlet.
Mm-hmm. I tried explaining that one to my dad one time. He's like, "You don't need that plugged in." I'm like, "No, you kind of do.
You kind of do, yeah."
Imagine playing a game when it's not
just on the
in.
Battery, and then as it's declining, your performance is going down too. With
the entire time,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They should have like start having like modding settings in like within games, like you can like turn it on and off. Like they should start.
You can for Fallout, Skyrim, and GTA 5.
Yeah, so certain games you can do stuff like that. Yeah,
but what I'm saying is there should be a community in for Sony right out of the home screen, and you can pick whatever game instead of having to go in game ones. Because the like console versus PC. In-game mods for console, you're so limited because only so many people are making it. They don't have that much freedom. And then PC, they have all the fucking freedom they want.
Yeah.
So you can add it from, they use Nexus mods and that shit has everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything.
Yeah. Every game. The second that game comes out, people are fucking modding it.
Yeah. Like if I wanted to, I could find a way to use Nexus mods to download mods for like Xenoverse 2.
Mm.
I could do that if I wanted to. Alter the game a little bit, add transformations, give my create character a different, like, you know, fighting style. Like I can give my created character in Xenoverse 2 Goku's fighting style in that game.
Right.
And it's and you'd have a blast because now your game isn't vanilla. Like, yeah, there's different transformations in the game, but like, you can expand.
A majority of games today are mostly multiplayer. I mean, single player.
Yeah, that too.
So why can't we have fun and mod it the way we want to?
Right.
With our own single player game that we paid $70 for. Well, yeah, I didn't, but you know, most Americans paid $70 for that game.
Yeah, it's like
multiplayer. I get. You can't mod multiplayer because you have to earn your stuff. That's the point of multiplayer. But the single player games where you're playing by yourself, who gives a fuck?
Right. It's not like I'm going to hop into someone else's game. And since I'm modded, they can't do nothing to me. And I'm just going to wreck their entire game.
Exactly.
Experience.
It's not a game breaking
thing. Yeah. It's not like it's GTA 5 when you hop online and they're like half the servers all modded out people. And the second you load in, you have somebody that's like hunting you down, killing you every time you come back to life. It's not like that.
Right. Yeah.
I think there's, for this question, I think there's a balance. I don't think it's dropping drastically. I don't think it's terrible. I just think we need more time with the PS5.
Right.
We don't have enough time with the PS5.
Exactly.
Right now. It still feels relatively new.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think as far as like the quality and like we're not actually far enough into the lifespan of the PS5.
Right.
Like we're light years away here. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if we're talking about internally, like, you know, software or hardware, I'm saying like, yes, the graphics is out there. That's obviously the next generation of each console that we always experience, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, in terms of like actually hardware, obviously, like, you know, they kind of have like some of the relatively, you know, I guess like materials that kind of make each system differently. I mean, you know, right. Different components, you know what I mean? Like more upgraded things, but they're not like a significant big jump,
right.
Is basically what I'm saying. But I just think like, you know, it's not really much of a difference, you know, if you're actually up, because most people are going to sit there and say like, come on, PS5 and, you know, is so much light years better than PS4 or
PS3. Yeah, of course.
But that's like the obvious route.
Right.
Like if you look at the little details, as of today, PS4 does have a little bit more better games than PS5 today.
Right.
And I'm not talking about graphics because it's obvious that they're way better in graphics, but just the type of storyline that the games had back then, they're starting to remake those games for the PS5.
Yeah.
So they're taking games that were already for the PS4 and making it for their PS5.
Yeah.
So that right there tells you that the PS4 already had better games. That's why they're remaking it, so they can play it on the PS5.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like that's a dead ringer for it right there.
Yeah. So I just think there's a balance. Because you're still getting the games from the PS4 to the PS5.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And we're still not even actually, like, I looked up recently how many games actually are on the PS5. I think it's roughly around, like, what was it? I think
it's only a few hundred.
Yeah, it's only in the hundreds brackets. I mean,
it's still relatively new.
It's only, what, right. 5 years into a lifespan, right?
Like, and that's
what, no, 4 years. Four years.
Yeah, going on for this year.
Yeah, going on.
And the other problem with that is that there's a nice handful of games for the PS5 right now that are mostly multiplayer. Right. So people make these games so they can keep playing them. They keep playing the same game. So that gives the devs time and the company time to make the other games. And that's just what we're getting.
Yeah.
627
We're in the era of Battle Royale games, though.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Everything is Battle Royale. Everything is shooter. Everything is, you know, fighting or something like that. So
I'm waiting for some, like, Sword Art Online type stuff.
What was it?
Nerf Gear.
It was in the 627 bracket.
Right. Yeah.
Look at that. For PS4, it's like 300.
That was like over the course of whatever years.
Right.
So we still have time. Again, we still have time with the PS4. I mean, PS5. So we just got to give it more time so we can get more games for it.
Yeah.
And again, it takes longer to make these games for the PS5 because they're more in depth with the graphics.
Right.
Yeah,
it's more detailed.
They need to really go in there and optimize it.
And they have to make sure it doesn't make your PS5 catch fire.
Yeah, because the consensus right now, as far as like the PlayStation community, like a lot of people was like disappointed in a lot of the showcases last year too. So
yeah,
hopefully they step their game up in 2024 as far as their showcases, what they display.
Right.
And maybe they show the pro. Maybe this year, or probably next year, I imagine.
I don't really care for the pro.
I mean, hey, if they actually show the pro this year, I'll probably just wait it out until next year and get that instead of the slim.
Not if it's not like a grand.
Oh yeah, God, if it's like 600 or something.
Yeah,
like, damn it.
Because I think if we're looking at it from this kind of perspective, I mean, like, what are we looking at differently on here, Don, when you said the PS5 is hinting at like
like basically this is like saying like overall they recently is like got leaked out that that they show like Marvel War Wolverine has a show like their game leaked out and they said it was like the devs were testing on this the pro model of the PS5 of how it's going to like operate and everything. And they said from that leak that they found out that the pro is going to come out from the Wolverine leak or whatever.
Yeah. So that while we're at it, let's jump right into the next one. We can keep this up because it's still
Related.
So do you guys think leaks are killing games?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say killing.
I would say I'm between yes and no. So like, I don't want to see a leak of a game if I already know that it's coming out. Yeah. I don't want to see what they're, I want to be surprised when it comes out. I'll be like, oh shit, this is cool as fuck. So, but at the same time, we also need to know what they're doing in the background. So let's say we don't even know what, like if a certain game leaks, we don't know anything about that game. So now from that leak, we know that, oh shit, they're making this game.
Yeah, but that's what the trailers were for back, you know, remember we used to get trailers for games?
Yeah, but my point is that we'll know that they're actually even making it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's the upside to, like, you know, to us getting those leaks. We're like, because just like
we're knowing a little bit earlier that's in development.
Yeah, just like you said, it's like you're just sitting there one day and you're like, holy crap, they're going to make this game. Like, oh, this is so cool. And then you see the trailer, like, oh, this is looking nice. And then after a while, we'll probably get like an actual, you know, game trailer. And some game trailers can probably be like crazy. Some are relatively.
I didn't even see any of the leaks to the Wolverine. What is? Did they show like screenshots or something?
It's like small little clips of like.
Yeah, I saw a small clip and it did look pretty good. Like just like based off of like how fluent it looked, it looked pretty decent.
Right. It's pretty much like models of like Wolverine and him like going around like killing certain enemies.
Did you see the same one where he was like in this like somewhat dark room and he was like had his clothes on, he was like ripping people apart?
Yeah that's the one. But you can tell it was like in its early stages because the graphics were some like off thick stuff. It's kind of like bugged out, like things were going and all that.
Was one of the most hotly anticipated
very early.
Look at the quality of that though. Yeah, it looks good.
They fill out rebar multiple
containers. Oh my god, this is the longest fucking thing ever.
There we go. That's the Hugh Jackman Wolverine that we all know and love.
I mean, slower than Devil May Cry or classic God of War.
Is this from the leak?
And there's a heavy emphasis on the impact of your blows. There's also a lot of cinematic transitions from set piece to set
really
piece.
Stiff.
Now the combat
again, it's really early.
Yeah, you know, it was the first sign of it being stiff when his claws came out and his hand didn't move. But it had like an impact.
Look at his shoulders. His shoulders look a little tight. It looks nice though. It looks nice. I like the scenery.
Yeah, you can tell it's still a little early on.
Yeah, it's very stiff
compared to this right here. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is like more of a cutscene though. So
yeah. All the cutscenes always look better than the actual.
Unfortunately, got leaked though, and it's kind of remind me though about when Last of Us 2 got leaked.
That would the origins. That was a shit.
If they made that the game Wolverine like that,
look at that shit. It's so stiff.
Heavy emphasis on the impact of your blows. There's also a lot of cinematic transitions from set piece to set piece.
You can see like his collarbone going through his like back, like the way it's like all disformed.
It won't be like Devil
May they're not fully done. And then, he's like looking at the ground, not even reacting.
Actually, no, his eyes are like slowly closing if you looked at it.
Yeah.
Like, and his mouth was slowly moving too. Like, it was like, it gave the impression like he was slowly dying.
He's going to lead us.
Right.
War Ragnarok.
It's a shame too because
it was just this with the that was the only leak.
That's the only leak we got, I guess. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of similar to what they showed with GTA 5 when that leaked out. Like they showed like some of the gameplay for that. It's like pretty much the models of the characters, but not like the fully rendered of what it's supposed to look like.
That's scary stuff. Apparently, the hackers are demanding either 50 Bitcoin or 2 million.
They're doing the same thing that the PS Grand Theft Auto 5.
Is this what this lawsuit that they were talking about? Nobody has that they stole. Was it this game? I don't know. Like
well,
Sony,
they stole identity.
No. They stole a piece of the content of the game, and they were negotiating with Sony or Insomniac. If this is the same game, they wanted $50 million. And it's funny because it's like you do realize, like, if we're talking about leaks here, they can go back. Like, it will be a bitch and a half, and it'll probably delay the game from coming out any any sooner.
Right.
But they can always go back and change whatever they leak. So I don't understand why they're sitting up there saying, like, you know, I want $50 million for this piece of content, you know, for me to show the world. That's fine. We can go ahead and change. We can scrap this and change it. You're not getting $50 million.
I mean, a good example is what they did. That kid, when he hacked GTA 5 last year, is they called him and a hacker hacked him.
He looks very tall.
The only way all of this stolen material doesn't go public is if Insomniac or Sony pays the hackers to get everything back.
See, unless they had the whole entire game, I don't know. I don't know exactly what did they steal.
They'd be like, all right, guys, we're going to scrap this part. We're going to redo a new one.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that they're going to pay them outright.
Uh-uh. Nobody's going to care that those little small parts was leaked out. It's like, they could clearly see that it was in.
And since it's Insomniac, it's going to be exclusive to PlayStation, right?
Right. Yep.
So yeah, PlayStation ain't going to give them the money. They just got sued for $8 billion.
Yeah. the girl, remember?
Yeah, exactly. But that was all about the pricing thing in their store.
they're probably like, come on, man, we're losing money at this point.
Like, you kidding me?
We can't even push the projects for PS6. Come on.
Yeah, the devs are not going to worry about that. Just take the Rockstar role and then, like, oh, no.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, so we're talking about this, like, leaks in general as to what I just said back there. It's like, I won't say, like, it doesn't really tarnish, like, a lot of the games because, again, the devs can, like, it'll be a bitch and a half, but, like, they can always go back and change it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, whatever they show us, we have an idea of it, which is, I mean, I get it with Danny. Like, I agree with him. At least it kind of tells us what they're working on.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's like, we want probably more from that leak or something different. Right. So, you know, it's just kind of like a hint at what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
But I mean, it can always go two different routes, whether it can get better, whether it can get worse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's equivalent to when you get early access to a game. It's not like the full game we're seeing. It's like a prototype of it. So it's like, it's just another version of leaks. So,
like, are they showing way too much? No, not like films. I would say films are a little more like... They show way too much in movies than they do than they,
oh, yeah, it's
they
like
do
more
games.
Spoiler. Right.
Because you got a whole 30-minute trailer of the fucking movie, and the movie's only an hour long.
You see most of the good parts. Like, damn.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like we don't see a huge portion of it. But it's definitely like a double-edged sword there. It's like, it's exciting, especially if it's a game that we've been waiting for fucking years to come out, and we get a leak, and, you know, we're... It could be fan made. It can be like, you know, somewhat AI. Somehow messed up. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I feel like, you know, it's not really going to be much of a difference. You know, really tarnishing the game, whatever it is. But again, it's like, you're excited. A lot of people get excited for when we see leaks. But I feel like it shouldn't really hurt the art of the game. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I agree.
Critical gamer, you can know, you can tell when something's finished and when it's not. So
yeah, and that shit was not finished. Yeah, I feel like, obviously. Yeah. And obviously from that's it. Right. From that we just seen, like, that means it's still gonna take maybe another year or two to finish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're still working on some things.
Right. Even though it was rumored to come out this year, but
yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be 2025.
Nah, sometime. It's not happening. Like Konami with the rest of their games, they're promising, and that's what I'm seeing on IGN's Instagram, what we're seeing on there.
The worst reliable company to go with.
They're like, oh, confirm for what is it, Snake Eater, you know, Metal Gear Snake Eater, you know, we're getting the, what is it, the remaster? It's a remake.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting that. We're getting Silent Hill. I think we're promising things way too much because I feel like Konami can't even get the one fucking game out their door. Mm. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, yeah, we're getting confirmation, but where's the confirmation? We still have no idea. Right. It's just like, hey, guys, we're throwing you a bone here. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
meanwhile, Stellar Blades keeps getting delayed. I'm waiting on that game forever, and it's since like 2021, and it's still being delayed. I don't know what's going on.
And then you got Hellblade too on the side.
Oh yeah, that's another one that's been...
So I say, like, you know, if we're talking about this, like, leaks in general, again, like, it could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. But I definitely think, like, it's not going to affect what the game is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, it's not.
I'm
neutral.
And there's no way that... They're going to pay those fucking hackers. I don't even understand why the fuck hackers even do this shit.
It never works.
As a way, like, they're trying to gain money, obviously. They're trying to blackmail this fucking companies, right? Like, $50 million? You're out of your fucking mind.
Come on,
like, there's no fucking way. That's like half the percentage of their company.
Yeah, I know. Insomniac is not as big as Rockstar, but come on now. They're still a big company.
They're starting to come up real heavy.
Now, I will say, since we're talking about leaks, I will say... They need to get better at boosting up their security systems. I don't understand. This has been like the fucking fifth time that we're hearing that games are, like, you know, studios are getting hacked. And, you know, hackers are being able to retreat right. like they did with GTA.
It should right? be a football yeah. team of people to protect, fucking protecting.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's that, but I also feel like as time goes on, hackers also get better at what they do. So I feel like at some point they're always going to find a way to get around it.
Yeah. Well, then you find a way to protect it.
Exactly.
I mean, but then again, like if you look at it that way, it's going to be a never ending circle of them constantly.
Exactly. Exactly. That, but that's why they're there for. Yeah. That's why no, they get paid. They have a job forever.
I mean, like, yeah. Like,
I mean, I'll protect Sony's assets if they're paying me.
I mean, like, but here's the thing. But like, all I'm saying, like, 100%, you're right. Mm. But I feel like it's going to be wasted money because in order to go to try and, you know, get around that, that means that these hackers are still getting in.
Yeah.
So you're constantly having a hacker issue, whether you have people that are a whole team that are supposed to be like defending against that, but they're still getting in.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, they just have to find a better software.
They have to find a better way. Because we can't keep doing this, because each time this happens, Angel, is that we get setbacks. And again, for people that has like this sort of deadline to meet, especially with these games, because again, there's games that have been in development for years, and if there's a certain amount that, you know, the budget is only can go for, because it's a length, right? It's a contract. We have to finish it at a certain time. And we keep getting setbacks. It's like we're losing money. We're not gaining money.
Yeah, but there should be in that contract stating if we get hacked, we have to delay, like no matter what. Yeah, like that should be part of it.
But it's like how many times we got to do it? Like you know what I'm saying?
As many times as somebody wants to try to get money from a company.
There's no fucking way.
Like, losing money. It's just like when movies get a license for like a certain amount of time, they only have like that date, and if they go over, then they had to pay that overdraft of what they initially had to pay before.
And then imagine if it gets leaked and now we have to restart that piece.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like now we have to put more money, more funding into adding that much content into that
segment. Right,
so I just feel like It's a never ending conundrum.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's like
it's a snake eating its own tail.
They should do a lot of background checks on like a lot of these people they hired too, because that was a big rumor. And when Grand Theft Auto 6 got leaked, they said it was like somebody working from the inside, one of the developers actually leaked that footage, because you could tell from the leak it was like a monitor, somebody recording the monitor, and it's like you could see like all the data being breached and everything. So
it was definitely somebody that was getting ready to get fired that day.
Yeah. Sure. So a lot of times it's people working within the inside that's leaking the stuff. So they got to do background checks on all the employees. Maybe
they're probably like, well, I'm getting fired, so I might as well leak this anyway. Like, what are they going to do? Fire me? I'm already fired.
Oh yeah. I mean, you're going to get a massive lawsuit that's going to be like, what?
I'm sure they sign contracts and stuff that you will go to jail if you leaked it or somebody. Yeah. There's got to be something in place.
Right, that's what I'm
like
saying.
That.
So
they're going to be in that cell like it was worth it.
I hope it was. Your life's gone now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I got the cloud off of there on my Twitter following, though. This place is still so stupid.
You come back, the government shut your whole account down. Right. Now you got nothing.
It's all for nothing.
What about you, Angel? What do you think about leaks? Like, do you feel like they're affecting games?
I wouldn't necessarily like fully say they're affecting games. I just feel like it's probably doing like a minor setback, if anything.
Yeah.
But I also kind of agree with what Daniel was saying earlier, that like in a sense it can be a good thing, because like it lets us know that something new is in development.
Right.
So it's in my head, I feel like it's a 50-50 coin. But like, it's just two sides of the same.
It sounds like we're all neutral with it.
Yeah. It's good and it's bad.
I feel like it should be an agreement if it's going to be a leak, an official leak.
Yeah.
There's a illegally leak. I don't agree with that.
Right.
I'm saying like, yeah, it lets us know as fans, like that's cool.
Because you know, sometimes the company itself, the developers itself,
they do
plan to leak it on purpose.
And that's fine.
And then they call it a leak.
They do that with Dragon Ball Super all the time.
And that's fine. I'm saying that's fine, but when we start talking about like hackers and shit, that's like I'm not
trying to come do it
because it's like almost like the what they leak. It's not. It's almost irrelevant.
Man, I wish somebody hacked me.
It doesn't even like it, there's no even no actual point when getting? They're leaking it. When the company leaks it makes sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like when the company leaks it makes sense because at least they're showing the bit of content they want to show, and it's probably finished with the dev section.
Yeah, you see the full potential
of it. So when we laid the fucking, like what we just seen back there, clearly like his shoulders are fucking like up there.
Snapping out.
Yeah. Like,
it's like stiff as hell.
It's definitely stiff.
Yeah. Sure. So it's still like I get it though.
I think one of the best leaks in my for me personally, and the fan that I am, one of the best leaks that I've heard recently was the Sparkling Zero game. Mm-hmm. God,
that looks so good.
Shut up and take my money.
I know.
No,
that I want to play.
My goodness.
I would say where leaks can go really bad is like, for example, when Last of Us 2 in 2020 got leaked, that one cutscene with spoilers for people that didn't play Last of Us 2, but that one scene where Joel gets, you know, clobbered by Abby, that leaked out early before the game even came out. And
good thing I ain't see that shit, because I was devastated when I first seen that shit.
And yo, what I tell you, that people were mad as shit on Twitter, or just all over the internet, of people that was fan of Last of Us, and a lot of people boycotted the game and
before even
came and the out, game right? is out and it's still fucking amazing.
Yeah. So, but I think in that kind of way, like when you leak important parts of the story, I think that could be kind of hinder it, like as far as like boycotts and stuff like that. But
yeah, like if we take look at Sparkling Zero, like they gave us like some information about it, but it was like not
very minimal.
Yeah, it was minimal stuff. Like that we got to see like the I guess the intro to the game. Like, you know how like a lot of these games, they have like a little cinematic intro. Like that was like, that was fire. They talked about how vast the character like list was going to be. Mm. Like little stuff like that. Like
it's
that
going to be a Smash Brothers for Dragon Ball Z.
Those beam clashes about to be crazy.
Yeah, I know. All right. So let's go on to the next one. So the Switch 2. It's supposed to be priced at $400 with $70 games.
Yikes.
You know, I mean, how strong of a internal, you know, parts in this system does it have to be for you to spend your money on it? Like, what internally has to be in it for you to spend your
money
on
it? It has to run as good as the Steam Deck, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to be real with you. No.
No matter what, it's no.
Because my brain was like, if I'm going to get anything handheld,
Steam Deck.
It's going to be a Steam Deck.
Yeah. Like, how are they going to go against that now that they have competition for like all and these variations?
Steam is already, they already said they're making a Steam 2.
Right.
So
I need a Steam 1 first.
I'll get a Steam 2. I'll sell the one that I have and get a Steam 2.
Plus, it's like all these other variations of the Steam Deck that's out now too, that's like competing against the Steam Deck currently. So you got to go against that as well.
But I'm sure people are still going to buy this whole new Switch.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like,
a new Switch, everybody's going to be all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nintendo. Like
Aaron will be going to be all over that.
Aaron? It depends. I mean, you know, he nostalgia crackhead.
Nah, he's going to be all over it.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say, I hope they do add backwards compatibility like to some of their older archives, the Wii games and like the stuff they didn't bring over to the Switch.
Without that streaming bullshit that you have to pay every year for.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. No, thank you.
Now, what can they add? I mean, obviously, like, we already got an OLED screen, but I guess, like, we're not going to see, like, 4K on a Nintendo
Switch. No, not 4K. I'd see,
like,
well, I'll see the screen being 1080, and then if you put it on the TV, like more, it'll be 4K.
I feel like it'll probably be more compact, I guess you would say, because like the, you know, I'm not saying that the regular Switch already as it is, the OLED, it's kind of like, it is good size, but I feel like they should make the, like we talked about like before, it's like, I feel like we should make the Joy-Cons a little more like comfortable.
Oh yeah,
be comfortable. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean. Like if you're spending hours playing it on handheld, because that's what I do.
Right.
You know what I mean. Nobody really plays it on the unless you have like, you know, family over, friends over.
I never dock my thing. Good thing I didn't get the fucking dock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I never dock my Steam.
I mean, because it even lowers the fucking what is it? Not the resolution, but like the frame rate, right? Does it?
No, it actually works better when you
dock it.
When you dock it, because it's draining the battery out of the outlet instead of the battery.
Yeah, I was about to say. I usually play it on the dock most of the time for me.
No, it's beneficial for you.
Yeah.
Your Switch, right?
Yeah. Switch.
So the Switch, it brings it up to 1080 on the TV. But I'm saying like,
it should bring up to 4K at least. In,
for the new one.
Yeah, yeah.
It should upscale it to 4K and then the screen be 1080 OLED.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then better controllers. And then at least least let me run 60 frame on all games.
So this is me again. I've never had a Steam Deck, and I
won't backward compatibility.
Take your time. Yeah. Use your words.
Stroke.
I've never had a Steam Deck. Nintendo Switch. Like as you guys all know, but you've had one. So I've used one with yours. Your brother Alex. I've used his too. From my understanding, the controllers weren't very well made that like you guys always had to replace those at some point.
I got lucky where I didn't ever have to replace them. One controller broke because I was taking it apart and that was my fault.
Yeah.
And I ripped the battery out.
I feel like, when you use it, I feel like something about it, like the quality of it in your hand, it just doesn't feel...
It's very flat.
Yeah. And then when you have it on the actual, Switch itself, the whole screen and you're using it, it feels like you can just go... and just snap one out. That's how delicate it feels when I'm holding
it. Yeah, it feels that way, but you won't do it like that. You have to put a lot of force for it to come out.
That's probably the case, but in general, it doesn't...
It feels like it'll
snap under, any form of pressure. And I kind of don't like that. It makes me feel a little like... You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I almost never play with the Joy-Cons out of the thing. So that one's a no for me.
Yeah, because that's a big problem with the Wii sticks, because if you're playing with it just with the Joy-Cons, it can easily fly out your hands. And that's why they added those strips on.
But. So if I were to play it where I sit it up on the table and instead of taking the things off, I'll just have my Pro Controller and I'll just use that, because that feels way better. Pro Controller feels like an Xbox controller.
Right.
So I just do it like that. I just hope they fix that. And I just want to play my games at 60.
Can we at least get online? Frames?
Right. So, yeah, please fix the online
service. Yes, please.
Dear God. And add the chat. Like, add us being able to... Well, I know people probably use phones nowadays, but I imagine some people still want to use mics online too. Right. So they never added that aspect.
It just should be easier to add a friend.
Right. So for those who play online on Switch, and if they're going to make it better, it's already $5 just to have the internet service.
Right.
So $10 won't be bad for a better internet service.
Yeah.
Just if you're going to do that, you can charge that.
I could see that too. They're definitely going to increase.
There's not a lot of people who play online on Switch. Everything is it's console.
Yeah.
Would you be shocked if I said I didn't even know that Switch had online?
No, I won't be shocked.
Not all the games are online.
If I'm being completely honest, as far as the whole Switch and the Steam Deck thing, since we did mention it, I think when it comes down to those two, one of the main reasons why I'm just going to choose a Steam Deck over the Switch is because on Steam, I already have a list of games that I love to play on a day-to-day, so I can just bring it with me instead of having now I got to wait until I get home to play. Let's say if I'm at your house, I can just have that with me and I play it.
Well, also, you have automatic cloud saves too. Once you're done that game, or you're like, okay, I want to play it on a better screen, so you just turn off your shit, go on the computer and continue right where you left off.
See, now that right there, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's great.
In fact, didn't Microsoft recently announce that they're making their own Steam Deck? They have you can use their streaming on?
I don't know. Fuck streaming. I'm so, so over streaming. You got to have the most perfect connection that was signed off by the devil to have a good stream. There's no way. Streaming is not for me.
I think it's pretty much you can have all your library that you have on your Xbox that you can pretty much play on whatever, or that stream, the Steam Deck.
A portal?
Yeah. More portable, not you have to have the Xbox on. It's more its own thing, the Steam Deck, but it's your library.
If they do what the portal did, but better, I'm all for it.
I could be wrong if I heard you correctly, but I think the PS Vita did that, where you had to have the PlayStation on in order for your Vita to connect to the PlayStation.
Right. Yeah,
that's everything PlayStation.
That's true. I remember when I wanted to play at the time, we only had the one PlayStation 4, but that was in the living room. But let's say somebody was using that TV, but I was in my room. I could just turn it on, walk back in my room and just connect it.
Yeah.
And then I could just play whatever that PlayStation, whatever that. The game.
Yeah, but all you're doing is remote play.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But that's what I'm saying. If that's the case, in a sense, that kind of sucks. Because what happens if hey, we're leaving now, and you're like, damn. Exactly. Now I've got to turn it off.
Well, yep. You don't have to do that for a Steam Deck.
Sectamundo.
Oh, yeah. And to your point, Angel, what you were saying earlier with the controller for the Switch, I hope they fix like the Joy Drift because that was like a big problem too with the.
Oh, yeah. They just got to put HoloSense
Joy. Was that you that brought joysticks. That up with those Joy-Cons? I remember somebody mentioned that about those before.
Maybe me or Aaron.
Yeah. I know somebody mentioned that on one of these episodes.
Yeah, they actually went to court for that because a lot of people were complaining about the Joy-Cons not working and the drift. And
Now you can just send it to them for free and they'll fix it.
Yeah,
but I could do that in my.
I feel like before that court case, Nintendo's like, sound like a you problem.
Yeah, they didn't give shit.
But yeah, I mean, it definitely has to offer a lot more if it's going to be like fucking, what is it, $400 maybe?
I mean, $400, I pay $400 for my Steam Deck and I get so much out of it. And so much.
And for this, you're only going to get like, it's going to be a minimum. You're not going to be able to do as much as you would on
$400, I need to know what I'm getting.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
They gotta go
just
all
because
out.
It says Nintendo, I don't really give a fuck about that.
No. They got to go all out when they showcases this year. Put it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, their games are going to be, I don't know. Come on. Like, we already know how their games are.
Yeah, Mario. We're going to get another Mario.
We're going to get dirty Marios.
They're going to remake Breath of the Wild.
Yep.
Watch. There's going to be some
another Zelda
shit.
Game on there.
Well, Zelda is going to go on forever. They're going to keep making Zelda. They're going to keep making Mario. That's a fact.
Oh, like, if they, like, let's be honest. If they stop making Mario, then that would mean that the Mario movie made it was just. That was it.
We already have so much Mario that it doesn't even matter how many moves you make, you'll never catch up to the
story. What I'm saying is that it would make no sense if they just stopped making Mario. Then what was the point of making the movie?
Mario is Nintendo though.
It is. He's the face. So he's definitely the face of
just
Nintendo.
Just like Kratos is PlayStation. Like you have no choice.
That's my dad.
You can't give her to Mario or Zelda because those are the two most iconic Nintendo characters other than fucking Metroid for Aaron there. But other than that, like I need to know more information for $400.
Right.
And games costing 70, you can lick my asshole for that one.
And they still didn't do nothing yet. Nothing yet.
Yeah, I feel like these are just speculations, but we will definitely probably get like some sort of announcement from
it definitely this year. This year, for sure. They already said that they're gonna announce what's coming this year. So
announce. Yeah. But we don't know if it's actual release.
We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know what the fuck is happening.
But $70 for their games. I don't see it. Maybe Xbox, maybe PlayStation.
What if they surprise us and they got like PS5 level graphics and shit?
Okay. I would be crazy.
I'd be like, fuck Nintendo, you changing my mind and shit.
They put the liquid chip inside the new Switch. Like,
no.
That would be crazy.
That's wild.
Well, maybe Nintendo isn't so bad.
But I don't know. $400, that is steep though.
Yeah, that's a little steep. I won't lie. Especially nowadays, everything being so goddamn expensive.
I'm waiting for price drops and shit. So
I don't know, those games you ain't gonna see no much of a difference. Yeah, like, as far as like the prices.
So listen,
yeah, you know, Switch doesn't like to put stuff on sale.
Never.
So.
No.
If I don't get myself a Steam Deck before my birthday this year, you guys all know that's what I want. It could be like a potluck. Everybody pitches in, and that'll just like from everybody. Just go around, talk to them, like the whole family. Like, hey, he wants this for his birthday. He hasn't got it yet, and then everybody pitch in.
Surprise!
And I'm gonna be like,
if you get it, you have to unbox it on the podcast.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
Well, if you get it, get the OLED one. It's only like a couple dollars more. You might as well get the OLED one.
Might as well. And like I think I said on one of the previous episodes, I'm still gonna follow your advice and get like the lower storage one and just buy it.
Well, then it won't be the lower.
We should do
it
that.
Won't be the OLED one then.
We should do that in the summer.
Oh wait, then which one's the OLED?
Mm-hmm. OLED is the second tier.
Oh, second. Which? How much space does that one come with?
It's like two. Whatever's the next one, 256.
Yeah, no, I'm still gonna get buy.
No, SSD I lied. Then. I lied. It's 512.
I'm still gonna buy one.
Yeah, 512 is more than enough. Because you don't have to buy the thing separately.
No, because like my laptop has a terabyte, and I have a 2 terabyte external hard drive. Mm-hmm. So I might as well buy like something that has at least like a terabyte and just have that instead.
Yeah, I mean you can do all that. You have an SD card. You have SSD inside your shit, and then you can also use the external. Inside the Steam Deck too. So you can do that.
Nice.
You can buy an adapter that has the plug to charge and the plug for your external. Yeah. So let's move on to the next one. Our live service games in a decline.
Suck.
So like Fortnite, like Call of Duty and, yeah, and all those games, all those, you know,
online play
live games where you have to make something but wait fucking 10 years for it to be made.
So
before, I hate those games.
So, okay, so before we actually started recording today, me and Daniel was talking about a game that we play. So me, him, and his brother Alex, we play that relatively almost every day.
Warframe.
Like last night, I put, you know, I got all the components that I needed to build a Warframe. And once I put all those to build, I have to wait 12 hours. 12 real hours, by the way, in order to, for that to finish. For, it sucks.
For me, that is the biggest, biggest thing that I hate about live games like that.
I want to use it now. I can't.
I get it. I get it. You got to have people grinding. You got people wanting to keep playing the game to get better stuff and waiting for that time.
Yeah, which is understandable.
Kill time to get your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I fucking hate it.
Got put on the grind. And yeah, then they add in cryptocurrency.
cryptocurrency. If you have enough content inside the game, shouldn't have to wait for our stuff.
And that's crazy because Warframe has a crap ton of content.
Exactly. It's never ending.
You're basically playing in a small solar system. That's basically the range of what you're playing at.
There's probably more than like 10 planets. Maybe.
No, there might be more. There's definitely more.
Newer stuff.
But. And then on top of that, each planet has at bare minimum 15 plus different missions that you can do.
Each
mission is something different. You have, you know, excavation, extermination. You have, you know, defense. You have survival. You have these.
And then these games, they give you like these drops that are like the fucking worst. So you have to grind for like 16 hours just to get one item.
Or you can put the microtransaction and take a shortcut and
buy your way through to win. Pay to play.
But the downside of that is like, let's say we want to get like a prime Warframe. But that prime Warframe that we want
is not in that cycle.
It's not in the actual like market where we can buy it with a real life currency.
This game specifically.
So we have to legit grind for that.
This game specifically to pay to play, everything is in a cycle.
Right.
So you only have like four characters available for that.
That are primed.
Yeah, they doing that a lot with fighting games now. Like a lot with like the older Street Fighter, you had to buy your characters in order to.
It's so fucking annoying. But I keep playing the game. It's fun. It's a fun game.
Oh, yeah,
I love the game.
So much fun.
But that, I hate that shit.
I think one of the best things about Warframe, in my personal opinion, is like, yeah, there's a crap ton of different Warframes that you can select as. I mean, that you could play as. Depending, you know, of course, if you like, you know, you get what you need to actually make the Warframe,
or
if you just say screw it, gonna buy it outright. My favorite thing about it is almost no two Warframes are exactly like. Everyone is so unique in their own abilities. That's good. And then on top of that, like on top of their individual abilities and their, you know, default stats, you can mod every single one of them with the different mods, and you can do like the Warframe mods. There's primary mods, secondary mods.
Me and him can have the same character, but then
we can mod them. Yeah, we can mod them differently.
Oh, that's it.
So I would be using certain powers, and he would be using certain powers.
Yeah. So like for an example, like I have this one Warframe named Wisp. So she has four abilities. Her first ability, you can use it three different things. They're called seeds. So my first seed can be vitality. So if you're in a certain radius around that seed, you will never die because you're constantly getting healed. One of the other seeds is haste. So your movement speed and reload speed, shooting speed, all that is increased.
Okay.
And then the last one is shock, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's a shock.
Anything within like a certain radius, the second they get close, like anywhere near that radius, immediately they're getting electric.
Like 10 meters or something.
Wow. Yeah. And then like her fourth ability, because I only use those two abilities when it comes to Wisp, is her one and her four. Her four is basically like, you're kind of like opening like a small dimensional hole to the sun. So if I go like that, I'm hitting him with all that, the sun's rays.
Oh,
it's doing
it
so much damage too.
Yeah.
So like that, I can use her as like a support thing. So like if we're doing like survival or something like that, or if we're doing defense, I can just sit those seeds in one spot. And if like, you know, let's say you get out of that circle where the seeds are at, it'll count down from like 30.
Mm-hmm.
So so those 30 seconds, you're still going to have all three of those buffs.
Oh,
but the second you go back into that circle and you stay in that circle, you have it infinitely.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So there, but like that's, she's like, as far as I know, she's the only one that has abilities like that. But like, let's say we go to like survival, I can hop on a different Warframe named Saren, where she, well, her first ability is called Spore. Let's say I hit Daniel with Spore and I hit him with a melee. That Spore is going to be spread. It's going to spread.
Oh.
So let's say this entire room is filled with enemies. The more that spreads, the more the spores are spreading and doing damage over time to everybody in the room.
See, that's more accessible than like saying like Fortnite, where it doesn't come with abilities when you buy like a new skin.
No,
or something.
You're just doing skins. Yeah, it's all cosmetics.
Like, yeah, you're just buying a cosmetic. Whereas in Warframe, you're buying, like, let's say you get a Warframe, you're getting that specific Warframe and everything that Warframe has to offer.
Yeah, and you get the abilities and all it comes with. Yeah. Yep.
So that's what I love about Warframe, is that it has so much to offer when it comes to the Warframes, the weapons, all of that. It's a lot of
the microtransaction chips are pretty stupid expensive.
Yeah, that's downside. It's
the lowest is like $20.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and all these packs that keep coming out for like Fortnite, for example, I think that keeps people in, like, far as like them putting Lego Land and Fortnite
all that
and
new
like
dimension shit that they're doing.
And Naruto and all these other animes and all these other characters in it. I feel like that brings in new audiences far as like keeping the battle royale scene and all these live games going, but
it's just crazy how cosmetics brought so many people together. It's wild.
But I feel like it's getting saturated at some point. It's like becoming like Warner Brothers when they show like that movie with LeBron James. I forget what it's called, Space Jam 2, where they had like all the ownership, all the properties, but they didn't do much with it. They just put all the characters.
They just put
together.
Them in the background and stuff.
Everything's becoming a multiverse. Like, everybody's just trying to go that route with either
because
with games.
Because it's been so long, everybody wants to see all their favorite characters together.
Right.
Like, everybody wants it.
But it just doesn't make sense seeing Goku with an AK-47 running around. It's like, it looks so goofy to me. I don't know. Going at a Travis Scott concert and it.
That Travis Scott concert was fire, though.
Yeah, not to mention.
I attended that one. Now, that was probably one of the best ones.
I didn't attend one of their... I don't think I've attended any of their events on Fortnite, but one that I happened to see from the... She's like a really... Like one of the big faces on Twitch, Pokimane. I saw her do like the big Star Wars event that from the newer Star Wars that came out, like the newest ones. They had like one giant event where they had, you know, they were letting people use like the lightsabers. They were letting you use like the actual like the
laser pistol things.
Yeah, the actual weapons from Star Wars, and it was actually pretty cool. They had like a whole like countdown cinematic type thing going on. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's cool. It's cool when they add like accessibilities, like you actually get to use the stuff rather than just the typical default Fortnite weapons that they already give you.
Yeah, me and Fortnite are like,
it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm like on it for a while and then I'm off it for a while. I'm back on it for a while, I'm off it for a while. So it is what it is.
In a sense, I feel like, because I seen this video recently, like if you look on like the Steam on PC, like a lot of the playtime for like people that play online, it's like way higher versus like single player games, like the playtime, of course. Of course, it's because it's online, but I think that's like the only thing that's keeping people in is like they just keep on adding like these new DLCs and new packs to the game.
They have an infinite amount of people to use if they keep getting the license to it.
Right.
And so for the question, I don't think it's at a decline. I think it's at an all-time high because of so many people still playing these fucking games. Like Call of Duty, everybody's fucking playing. They're complaining about it because
they're still playing it.
Yeah, but they're still complaining. I mean, playing it. So I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on to that. I'll look at it a second. So what do you think? Do you think is that a decline or is it, you know, going up?
No, I think it's still at a steady pace. Like I said, I feel like they're just adding stuff to it more to keep people in. But I do see like a increase in like single player games now, especially when knockoff from software games, people are trying to take from that template of like making challenging
and
games and like single players. And so I'm starting to see like a little increase in like single player games. Cause a lot of the times the problem that single player games had in the past is like, once you beat the game, you just like, you either sell it or it collects dust in the background. It's like, you're done with it.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're like a hardcore fan until you want to play all the difficulties. But
some people start at the hardest and play it there so it lasts longer.
Right.
So that's what I was going to do. But then I was like, I really just want to play through it real quick.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next one. There wasn't too much on that. So what are the top three animated movies? It could be anime or it could be like an animation movie. It could be anything.
Oh, yeah. I would say Akira, definitely, for me. And Ghost in the Shell, the original one from the 90s.
Mm. Akira was good. I watched that one.
Akira is amazing. It still withstands to this day. Like, it surpassed some of the movies, animated movies that come out today. It's like, that's how good it was, like, as far as, like, the...
I thought you were saying bad it was. You just said it was good.
Because a lot of the technique back then with Akira is, like, hand-drawn stuff, like, cell shading, and they literally drew every single, and painted every single building and environment.
It's like Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
There's
another one, too, like Princess Mononoke.
That is my top.
Definitely.
What's your third? You only named two, I think.
Oh, I would say this year, The Boy and the Heroine. That
I still gotta see that movie.
See that, guys.
So good.
It's Studio Ghibli. I'm gonna love it. But,
it's so good.
I want to see it again. That's how really good. I don't usually see movies twice.
Where'd you guys see him? Theater?
Yeah, we went separately though. We didn't go together. Yeah, we went separately.
Yeah, my top one is Princess Mononoke. My second one would be Dragon Ball Super Broly. And then my third one would probably be Spirited Away.
Mm, oh, yeah, that's real good.
Yeah, those are my threes.
Don't think I have like a legit set of three in any specific order.
There's just so much that I love.
Yeah, like I don't, they're not in any specific order per se, but like my top three are definitely like, so keep in mind, I'm kind of like a little behind on certain movies. Mm. But as of right now, it's definitely super Broly. Mm. Into the Spider-Verse, because I haven't seen the second one yet.
But yes, those are good.
I've heard great things. I just haven't seen it yet. And the third one, I don't know. I'm a little behind, but like it.
Older ones you've seen that you like? Have you seen any Studio Ghiblis? You hurt my soul.
Yeah, I'm probably hurting a few people's souls right now. It's fine.
And this can include Pixar and DreamWorks, and like it could be American.
Anything. It could be anything. Mm. Like I can name How's Moving Castle. I wanted to see the fucking Boy and the Heron.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Fucking love Studio Ghibli. So good.
Oh yeah, I see an underrated one I would put on there if it wasn't Boy and the Heron, because that's the one. Get that
heroin.
My brain is all scrambled today, guys. I'm sorry, but I would say Tekken Concrete. If you guys look that up, that's really underrated animated film.
You know what was underrated? The Scorpion movie. Resurrection or something like
with
that.
With The Rock in it?
I think it's The Rock. I don't remember. And it was animated. It was Mortal Kombat. It's like Scorpion, something like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about The Mummy.
No. The Mortal Kombat Scorpion. It's a very old animated movie. It's so good. Dude, he was like throwing spears to people's heads and shit. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I've never seen any of their animated.
Scorpion's Revenge. Yeah, so that shit was crazy.
I thought you said it was old. This is 2020.
It's old. That's 4 years old now. It's
3 years old. We're
3 years old. It's still old. It's not.
It
didn't come out last week, Jay.
No, you said old. I immediately thought.
I didn't say 90s
early 2000s
old.
Or 90s.
I never said that.
No, but you didn't specify either. You just said it's an old movie.
Anything from yesterday and on is old.
So you're saying your memory's that shot.
Yes, I never denied that my memory's bad. I got the memory. I got the fucking
attention span.
No, the attention span of fucking Magikarp.
Magikarp.
Just look over Dana's
look
like
strong. He looks.
I know. Look at how blocky his arms are.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. I liked it. That one.
Johnny Cage.
Yeah. He said The Rock. Not The Mummy, Scorpion.
Yeah, that's
King.
What I thought. I was like, they have an animated mummy movie?
No.
For me,
Mortal Kombat.
Hayao Miyazaki.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the man. I mean, he knows his shit when it comes to animated movies, right? So for me personally, Princess Mononoke, for sure. I just got done finishing. Well, I'm at towards the end, the very end.
So dude, that shit.
It was so good.
So inspired. It inspired Zelda, that movie.
Absolutely. Spirited Away. Yeah. Amazing. That's
Oscar winning. Legendary.
Oscar winning.
They put it in the theaters again like 10 times.
Yeah.
So that's how good it is, man. Yep. And then right now, The Boy and the Heron.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's this, those three right there. The man knows his shit, man.
Oh yeah, of course. And
because that the Boy and the Heron is his last movie. He's done.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
I think he's done. He's old as shit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like in 80. His 80s
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did retire before like 10 years ago. Now he just recently came back. So I don't know.
Yeah, but
so we might get one more.
one more in.
If we're lucky, we get another one.
On his deathbed, right.
He won't be drawing it anymore, but hopefully somebody else will be his hand.
He has to draw it though.
Yeah,
I know.
So good.
Hand drawn, like it's like the movements and everything in the Boy and the Heron is just so fucking good.
Yeah, it's
dude.
Beautiful.
I just watched the Howl's Moving Castle again day before yesterday. So good, dude. Just watching it again. I've seen it about 1,000 times. It's just so animated so well.
Yeah. I'm shocked that Andrew didn't check out Spirited Away.
He didn't see any Studio Ghibli movies. Any?
So.
You hurt my soul. Go. You have HBO Max.
I think so, yeah.
Studio Ghibli's on HBO Max. Watch
all of them.
Watch
are.
All of them.
All of them.
Well, was it Totoro? Something like that?
Totoro?
Totoro. The big blue guy. Oh, I didn't like that one.
Neighborhood.
Ponyo, Totoro. I didn't like either.
I hated Ponyo.
Ponyo, I've seen. I've seen Ponyo.
Ponyo is probably the only garbage one.
Because I didn't get it. It was just turning to a fish.
Yeah.
It's basically a little mermaid.
It was like a fish that just turned into a kid.
You know? I didn't like that one. But all the other ones,
I thought it was like
good.
A ripoff from Nemo.
No, all the other ones are good. Actually, animation is good.
Actually, you know what's funny? I rewatched Finding Nemo like a few weeks ago.
It's not super
after
good,
like way. After like years. And I'm like watching it. And I'm like,
this movie was great.
Yeah, I was like, this movie is actually fire.
So would that be your number three?
I think if we're putting like the kids animated movies, I had to put Lion King above Finding Nemo.
Mm, okay.
Growing up, Lion King was my shit. For sure, Lion King was my shit.
I mean, the Mario movie was pretty damn good.
That was a standout this year, the Mario movie.
I heard good things. I heard good things. I just haven't seen it yet.
No, man, you're slacking.
You know, you know a series I did just rewatch. I'm sorry, not rewatch, that I finally watched. I don't know why I procrastinated so much to watch it, but now that I finally watched it, I binge watched the entire thing so far.
Mm.
Invincible.
I gotta watch that show.
I haven't seen it. Oh my lord, so good. Each episode's almost an hour long.
That I'm behind and the Boys.
Oh my god,
I gotta catch up with the Boys. Too.
I'm on season for the Boys. I'm on season 2, episode 8, I think. I need to catch up on that.
Yeah, I gotta catch up
but,
on that.
But Invincible?
Yeah. I gotta watch it.
Yeah. I won't lie. I think if
I know what it is.
If I was presented with a choice, be a Kryptonian or be a Viltrumite, I'm going Viltrumite.
I don't even know what that means.
I know you're speaking a different language right now. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
Obviously, I know what Kryptonian is.
Obviously, you all know what a Kryptonian is because Superman obviously. Yes. Oh, yeah. Viltrumite, that's what Omni-Man is. He's a Viltrumite.
Okay.
He's not human. So just like Superman came from a different world, he came from a different world, but for a completely different reason.
Mm.
I'm not going to say anything else past that because spoilers.
One question. Is Invincible his son?
Yes.
Okay. I knew that. I just wanted a confirmation.
So one thing that's interesting about the Viltrumites though is that their genes are extremely dominant. So like, let's say they mate with somebody that's like, you know, a different race entirely. They're not even
that
like,
kid is going to be Viltrumite.
No, like in the beginning, it'll be like a weird combination of the two. But as he gets older, the Viltrumite DNA starts to become much, much more dominant until he's 100% Viltrumite. So like, I saw this video.
They're like a parasite.
Kind of, but sure. I saw this interesting duo where like somebody combined like a Krypton, like let's say a Kryptonian and a Viltrumite, like they mated that. And as that kid got older, he will just be the best of both worlds. And since his Viltrumite DNA is going to become more dominant, he's not going to be weak to kryptonite anymore, but he's going to be able to infinitely grow much more powerful because one, Viltrumites get stronger the older they get and they can live for thousands of years. But the older they get, the stronger they get. And then on top of that, they can also absorb the sun's radiation to also boost that power too. So like that's basically like the ultimate race right there.
Yeah.
Well, or the ultimate hybrid. That like that thought was crazy.
Supremacy.
Yeah, for real. Like who's touching this person?
There goes Goku Ultra Instinct.
Actually?
Uh-oh.
Topic for another time.
Oh yeah, that's Battle Death right there.
Yeah, so anybody have anything to say about any of the topics we spoke about today? No last things?
Only recommendation that I can say is for those who haven't watched it or haven't finished it, you guys should definitely finish what's there for Invincible. Mm. I think they're going to be adding more to season two this sometime this month or this year. I don't remember which one it was.
Gotcha.
But I think there's only 4 episodes of season 2 right now, and then the Adam Eve's like solo for her little thing. But so worth it. Oh my god, so worth it.
You heard that, guys.
So for me, I mean, I guess we're getting excited for the first quarter of video games coming out, guys. So we got what, Final Fantasy dropping in February.
Rebirth.
Yeah. You know, we got what else is coming out? Ronin. I think Ronin comes out next month.
Oh yeah.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Ronin, the final Ronin like whole
the last
thing.
Ronin.
Yeah, the last Ronin. That whole thing is so sad.
Yeah.
I feel like I can speak for you guys too, that like we grew up watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So like,
oh yeah.
Finding the last Ronin, died. It's like my childhood. Like, ow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like darker.
Yeah, yeah. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the comic, was actually more violent than the cartoon that came out later on.
I remember I think it was like the original comics or the original cartoons were darker than the newer ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting how they did that with the last Ronin.
The last Ronin. Yeah.
And then DC did the same thing with their more recent movies. They got more of the animated movies. Sorry, they got more darker too, like the War on Apocalypse, bro. Spoilers, just in case, if anybody hasn't seen it. Growing up, that Justice League was my shit too. Only to watch that movie and watch more than half of them quite literally get ripped apart.
Yeah,
literally, like you. You see everything and you're haunted. Like that, I saw like a maybe a 10-minute snippet of what happened on Apocalypse. Haunted my brain for like weeks after that. I'm like, no way, I just saw that happen to my heroes.
Jesus. It's kind of like the Joker Killing Joke, the animated movie that came out. It's kind of more of a darker take on the Joker.
It was so much worse.
Oh,
I feel like it was so much worse. Oh my god!
Jeez.
That, and as soon as I saw that, I'm like, "They ain't gonna do that shit to my man Goku, though."
Mm-hmm. So we got.
They can't do that.
So we got we got Ronin. We got what else? We coming out this year? So far, I think Last of Us. So I think definitely some good games to kind of get us started for the year. But we got a huge chunk of to be announced, and I think a lot of people are. Kind of like, come on now. When we're getting some actual releases.
Hopefully Stellblade. That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Black Wulong, that's coming out August.
Black
Myth. August 22nd.
That's the one
right?
With
that monkey guy.
Where you play as Sun Wukong?
I guess. I don't know what he's
called. Well, the Monkey King. Yeah, in that mytho, his real name is Sun Wukong. He's basically where Goku came from.
Yeah, the urban legend.
Yeah, because Sun Wukong, he rides on a cloud. He has a bow staff.
Mm-hmm.
In that world, he's like, he's immortal 7 times over.
Jeez.
Yeah, so on top of that, he has like a special... he has a special ability to where like he's able to match his opponent's power.
Right.
And I think the only person that he can't do that with is like the great Buddha himself, which is the highest level of power in that mytho.
Yeah, that's literally what happens in this game. You get to transform into like different opponents that you fight.
And the craziest part is like he can pull a little piece of hair off of himself and make a full on copy of himself that's just as powerful as
he is. Literally happens in the gameplay too. Yeah,
exactly. So like imagine he sheds all his hair off of his body.
It's like
now you have an entire army of Sun Wukongs that are just as powerful as the original.
Yeah, it's like Naruto, the Shadow Clone Jutsu.
No, not necessarily, because each time that he uses the Shadow Clone, his chakra gets dispersed to the clones.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, it's not dispersing. It's just like
equal.
It's just like a multiply. It's just him.
Gotcha.
And the whole 72, I forget the name, what the actual name for it, but I know the number is 72 because he's able to transform into like 72 different creatures, which is pretty dope.
Yeah.
This game looks sick.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward for that.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say this just for the people watching. When I said they can't do that to Goku, that's just me hoping that they don't do that to Goku. I just want to point that out there. I'm not saying, they can't because he's big dog. No, I hope that they do not do that because... I don't want to see another one of my heroes get ripped apart. I can't. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know he has his fair share of brutality, that's done to him in the series. But
I love Goku as well. But he's got to get his ass beat every once in a while.
But he does, though. He does.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every single one of them has gotten their, you know, their ass handed to him at some point or another.
Yeah. No one can really be at the top. Everybody, there's just got to be a balance.
I think within the universe, there is one person that's on top. We can all agree.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
No, I was going to say Whis, but that works too.
Look at that. Look at all.
Nobody's touching Whis in the seventh universe.
Look at all that. This is what I'm saying. It's like, we only have the top portion.
You see that, right?
There's
like mostly PC.
I was about to say, I see a lot of PC there.
It's like mostly PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's going to show their at their showcasing with these consoles.
Yeah, but the showcasing is at what, like near quarter two, around like, you know, July, like April.
Yeah, like springtime and like summer. Yeah. You know? No. I think a lot of the studios are holding back until they release.
I saw that.
Whatever. Showcasing.
Another Killing Floor.
Well, we already knew about that, but Suicide Squad is coming out.
Yeah, that's February.
Wait, they're making a game or a movie?
A game.
Yeah, nobody's excited for it, though. We know exactly it's going to be bad.
No, thank you.
No. Garbage.
But just to clarify, you guys did say game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Prince of Persia is coming out next week.
Imagine that game's actually fire, though.
No, thanks. I don't really care for the Suicide Squad.
Tell me that's not adorable when you read that, Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Tekken 8 coming out, too.
Now it's purple.
About to come out.
Tekken 8, this is the end of the month. Adorable. I believe it's the 28th.
Oh yeah, I think
of this month. Yeah.
Yep.
You getting that or?
Oh, I don't got a PS5 yet. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's only for next gen, right?
Yeah.
I'm not getting it, but
for what? Yep. What game?
Tekken 8. Yeah.
I'll probably get it. I want to play Tekken. I like Tekken.
I haven't played a Tekken game in very, very long.
I played 7.
I have one of the most anticipated though.
And then Prince of Persia comes out Monday.
That I want to play too. Yes.
You want to try that out?
Yeah. The,
you know, it's funny because like a lot of people were just kind of like, you know, they got a lot of backlash when it was coming out. Like they were like, who cares? You know, we kind of waited. We waited like how long we had since the last Prince of Persia game? Since like 2014 maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, it's a long time ago because, I mean, we got a shitty game, shitty movie.
It's different though. It's a side scroller.
It's a 2D side scroller. So a lot of people were already kind of like, well, why we get this? We should have gotten so much of.
Like a AAA game or something.
Yeah. But it's funny because I did some research on like some of the videos and some people were just saying like, it's surprisingly good.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, and honestly, for anybody who isn't a Uplay subscriber, that's only for PC players. You know, you get access to the game 3 days earlier, and you get to play the game for $14.
Oh, that's
when does that game come out?
The 15th, Monday.
Okay.
So if you do the Uplay, you could play it three days earlier. So you could play it this Friday coming up.
Yeah, but I'm out of pain. Mm.
You got to pay $14 a month.
Yeah, I'm not paying a monthly subscription for a service that I'm only playing one game on.
Right.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
That's how Xbox gets you.
But that's all we got, you know? We're not working with much. I mean, the year just started, right?
So. Yeah.
Yep.
Got a lot of announcements to be announced.
Yep. Got a lot of leaks to wait for.
Yeah. Wolverine check.
Yeah, exactly. That one's already checked. All right, so... I guess we're all done here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and have a happy new year. And for those we didn't see you for Christmas, Merry Christmas, belated Christmas. But we'll keep you guys updated on some new stuff, some new information, new games, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Like, comment, subscribe. Sorry, I'm having a stroke today. Peace.
Peace.